European Union leaders and Ukraine have failed to sign an historic free trade deal after a last-minute U-turn from Kiev.
Everything was working towards this. We are standing here to provide that Ukraine is a European country. When students started to mass together, it became clear that something was going to happen. No aggression, only peaceful protest. The government wanted to stop this at the grassroots level, but the reaction was opposite. We are not afraid to die for freedom. Maiden is the voice of the nation, and the voice of the nation is the voice of God. Glory to Ukraine. Glory to the heroes. On Saturday, September 12th, I attended the Toronto International Film Festival, where I saw Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom, by director and filmmaker Evgeny Athanevsky. He shared a moment of silence in memory of everyone who left us during Maidan.
Moment of silence in the memory of everybody who left us during Maidan, who left us during the last year. My friends from the Focus team just lost one of their friends, comrades, Volodya Kiyan, and the artist mentioned his name a couple of days ago, and my team of Yukar's team, Pasha and Yuka, they are right now with us all. So, please. Thank you.
Today I will be interviewing Sandra Song, who is currently a research analyst and editor for the Canadian Armed Forces Program at the NATO Association of Canada. She was previously a junior research fellow for the Strategic Reserve Program in 2013. Sandra has a BA, Bilingual Honours in International Studies from Glendon College, York University. She recently completed her MA in International Conflict and Security at the University of Kent, Brussels School of International Studies. Her dissertation examined the political and legal perspectives of balancing security and liberty in the case of terrorist-driven civilian aircraft hijackings. Prior to her time at the NAOC, Sandra was contacted as an Ocean Energy Plan project consultant for a non-profit organization in Belgium and the Netherlands. Welcome, Sandra. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'd like to start off by asking you a few questions pertaining to a film that we saw not too long ago.
Okay.
We both watched the film showing of Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom, on Saturday, September 12th. Filmmaker Evgeny Apnevsky offered an in-depth examination of the bloody Ukrainian uprising in Kiev's Maidan Square in the winter of 2013 to 2014. What was your first impression of the visceral and in-depth look at what happened and continues to happen in Ukraine today?
Well, before watching Winter on Fire, I thought I had a pretty good idea of how grave the situation was in Ukraine, because right around the time that the protests took place in Kiev, I attended a roundtable discussion at the European Parliament on EU-Russia relations, and they had shown us a video of the protests at Maidan. But this film took it to another level by taking a closer and more personal look at Ukraine's fight for freedom. So I felt I was getting more of a reality check on how brutal the level of violence was, and it's quite horrifying to know that this is still an ongoing conflict.
3 months of street battles led to the removal of President Yanukovych What message did this film portray?
Well, I think the message of the film came down to this idea of unity. So it demonstrated that the people of Ukraine were able to look beyond someone's age, gender, language, or creed in order to come together and cooperate as one of the steps to move towards their freedom.
Evgeny Abinevsky made an interesting point when he stated that one of the main messages of the film consists of the power of the people, especially the power of the youth, in the fight against injustice. What are your views on the power of the youth portrayed in the film?
Okay, for starters, I have to say I can really only speak from the North American perspective, so where our history and our overall political state isn't going to be the same as it is in Ukraine. So what I find here in Canada, at least, is that there's a decline in youth engagement in political matters. Then seeing this film, where there's so many young people from all across Ukraine gathering at Maidan's Independence Square for the sake of their country is quite noteworthy. So I actually remember one part of the film where one of the protesters said they were fighting for the freedom of their children. Although some of those young protesters may not have children of their own, they are willing to risk their own lives for the future generations to come, which, again, is something quite remarkable. And it shows that the youth wholeheartedly believed in the potential of their state's future.
Yanukovych abruptly changed direction in November 2013. Instead of joining the European Union, he moved towards an alignment with Russia. This resulted in protesters arguing that Ukraine is part of Europe. Please explain the violent outbursts demonstrated by the government's Berkut Special Police Force. Specifically, what impact did this have on the protesters?
Well, I think it was pretty clear in the film that the Berkut Special Police Force were borderline barbarous with their acts against the unarmed protesters, including the religious leaders and even members of the Red Cross, if you remember. And Magdalena, I'm sure as someone who also studied law, you can agree with me when I say there were so many violations of international law going on there. And I feel the level of brutality from the Berkut led the protesters to lose a great deal of faith in the people who they thought would protect them. So I imagine there to be a strong sentiment of betrayal from not only the police, but from their state, the government as well. And I think I remember on a couple of occasions in the film, protesters would actually ask these armed Berkut stuff along the lines of, why are you doing this? You know, how could you do this to your own brothers? We are all Ukrainian. So from where I was sitting, the protesters could probably see who was influenced by corruption and who wasn't.
It's definitely a valid point that you made. I agree with you. I felt that the movie itself had and does have a very powerful message that despite the fact that your rights are being violated, mm-hmm. you still have to stand up for what you believe in. You still have to fight for your freedom. I was personally shocked by the amount of force that the Berkut Special Police Force applied against youth, against children, against
right.
women. What I did find admirable was the fact that despite being violated and despite the fact that Ukrainian youth, Ukrainian children and people in the community, despite the fact that they were attacked relentlessly, they still united.
Exactly, and I think that was, again, the whole message of this entire film. And it was just really incredible to see that it was, you know, again, like you said, that people were coming together. They were looking past anything, just all coming together to unite for their freedom. And I think there was
Absolutely.
Even one part in the film where there was a woman who had said, you know, you see these Berkut coming and attacking youth. They're attacking women and they're attacking, you know, university students. And that's almost saying, okay, well, if they're not afraid to attack those age groups, then they have no problem attacking anybody at all.
Exactly. Sandra, Evgeny Abinevsky brought clarity to chaotic scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
He captured striking and complex moments. Please provide us with your review of the film.
Okay, for anyone who has studied or even tried to understand conflicts or security concerns, we all know that it's the furthest thing from ever having a clear-cut answer or an explanation. So that's why you can't attribute a conflict solely based on religion, territorial disputes, socioeconomic factors, or grievances, like in isolation. So taking that into consideration, I think the director did a really good job in providing a brief history and capturing the civil unrest from the perspective of the protesters in Ukraine in that specified time period.
Sandra, thank you very much for your review, and thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you.
Was day and night going through the footage here in Los Angeles and separating. And by the end, he was able to say from what part of the Kiev, what they exactly happening there. He was so knowledgeable in everything. Thank you, Bill. And amazing, another person who brought a lot of light to this movie, Jascha Clay. Amazing composer, you will hear the day in the amazing soundtrack. Now, the most important, thank you Netflix, who in less than 1 month bringing this fascinating story to over 50 countries across the globe, over 65 million people.